Yo, welcome to the Two Broken NYC podcast. This right here is Johnny Facts. I'm right here with my boy.
Axel Flex.
And today's topic is a very near and dear topic. It's about growth. It's about going to the past and understanding what made you you. You know what I'm saying? Right now, we're going to talk about what is the experience of growing up in the NYC through the school system. You know what I'm saying? Right, Axel?
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, for everyone that's listening out there, we don't know if you guys, most of you guys are New York-based, and if you guys are New York-based, you'll be very much familiar with what Johnny and I went through, but if you got it down in the suburbs, we got a lot to inform you guys about what you went through. Am I right, or am I right, Johnny?
Yep, you're right.
Let's start it off. Let's go in sequential order. So we'll start off from elementary school and we work our way up to college. What about that? Let's give these guys the story in growth order.
Oh yeah, definitely, man. We gotta give the origin story. We have to give the origin story, you know?
Yeah. So let's start off with elementary school. For the most part, elementary school, at least on my side, was very, I would consider it to be normal, because at that age, you know, kindergarten to fifth grade, you're very innocent as a kid, so you don't know much. The only event that I had in elementary school was when the NYPD came to the school and gave everyone a talk about why you shouldn't join a gang. But other than that, everyone is busy playing Pokemon in Yu-Gi-Oh! Well, I mean, most of the guys, that is. But what about you, Johnny? Anything you have special on your side for elementary school?
On my side for elementary school, it was pretty much the same thing, where we didn't have the NYPD show up and tell us not to join gangs. We just had the typical, just like trading Pokemon cards, Yu-Gi-Oh! Cards. I had those one time when I was taking the school bus. There's one kid that got pissed off because one of my female friends traded a Pokemon with him, and he wanted his Pokemon back, and she said, nah, I like this Pokemon, I'm trading back, you know what I'm saying? But I would say the closer I got to middle school is when I saw the change, when things became more mature, you know? When I believe in the fourth grade, that's when my friends start talking about gangs and start talking about, yo, you better watch out on Halloween because that's when the bloods come out.
Yeah, definitely with the Halloween stuff. But before we even get to the whole gang violence part, Johnny, let's first give them the whole scenario of how the school system works in New York. There's obviously the public school system. One thing that I'm a little curious on, how far were you from your elementary school?
When I started taking the bus to it, because my elementary school also became a middle school, so it took me two NYC buses to get there, so I wasn't that far away from my school.
Okay, so two buses, right? And just to put it out for everyone, because especially if you're not from NYC, these wasn't the yellow buses you see on TV, right, Johnny?
Yeah, no, no.
This was the MTA public bus.
Yeah, no, no. Once you enter middle school, right, once you reach the sixth grade, there's no more school buses, no more cheesy buses, no more yellow log buses. It's the NYC buses is where you, as a young kid at 10 years old, no, 11 years old, are taking the bus with grown people, strangers. Anything could happen to you. You got to make smart decisions. Your parents are telling you, hey, don't you dare talk to a stranger. If someone's talking to you, you know that person, stay silent.
Stay silent. Oh, good. Perfect. Thank you, Johnny. I just wanted to give everyone that context that isn't from New York. This is what you go through at the age of 11. So for me, I was lucky. My elementary school was actually a block away My elementary school was a block away from my house. So I used to just walk down the block. I had a lucky up until fifth grade.
Oh, you got, you lucky, man. You lucky, dude.
Yeah, that's
dude.
What I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, dude. So come middle school, my zone school at the time was 2 bus rides away. You're talking about a kid that never went on, that never traveled by himself, 11 years old, got to put a Metro card in, get on the bus with people. That's twice my height. I was lost as crap, right? And now this, so everybody that's listening out there, you might be like, wow, so all the schools are so far away. I don't know about you, Johnny, but I actually had a middle school that was 8 blocks away from my house. But the New York zoning system sends me to a school in 2 neighborhoods over that requires 2 bus rides. Was it the same thing with you?
Yeah. Because I knew there was actually a couple of elementary schools near my place, but somehow my school was 2 bus rides away. And,
exactly.
Dude, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
As a kid, right, in New York City, when you turn 11, that's when you really start learning how to navigate throughout the city. Because before that, you was not the driver of where you're going. Your parents took you places, you know?
Exactly. And you see, that's the thing. Once you pretty much start middle school in New York, you learn what the city's actually like. And for everyone that's listening, the only reason I went to elementary school that was a block away, right? Because I think people might be lost. They hear that we're saying we went to middle school that was 2 neighborhoods away. What about elementary school? So while the elementary school was down the block, it was actually a different neighborhood with a different city name from just right down the block. So that one block changed the city name. And because of that, I was zoned for the elementary school in a different neighborhood, which turned out to be at the end of my block. And that's how New York at least operated back when Johnny and I was going to school. You would get sent to the school not in your neighborhood. But I thought was really stupid.
Nah, that was not a great idea. Because look,
my biggest
worry as a kid was falling asleep on the bus. And just to remind you, it's 2 bus rides. So one bus going in one direction and one bus going the other. My biggest fear as a kid was falling asleep on the bus, and I missed my stop in a neighborhood that I did not know. I'm gonna add this. I'm interrupting you, man, but I gotta add this right here. When I was in the 7th grade, my family moved to a different borough. I had to take a bus and a train. Now, you know what happened on the first day coming back home was? I missed the stop, and I had no phone. Back then, kids didn't have phone like that, so I had to figure out my way back. I literally had to figure out my way back home because I did not want to tell my parents. Because my dad was like, "So, was you not paying attention?" Because New York City parents, let me tell you about New York City parents. When it comes to traveling, if you say you missed your stop as a kid, you're not gonna get the, oh my god, I can't believe that happened. You're gonna get, so you wasn't paying attention, so you was fooling around, and you missed your stop, and you're late for home, late for dinner. So was you really just playing with friends? Was you really playing with friends? Even though I told you.
Did I tell you to pay attention when you're out and you're traveling? Why weren't you paying attention?
Now, no dinner for you, and you're grounded for a week, but I'm 12, and? That's all you're going to get, but that's you, man.
You're not a listener, right? So why you miss your stop?
Well, I got sleepy. I got sleepy. You know, long day of school, you know? You know.
So sleep while you're at home, not while you're traveling. And let me just put it out there, right? What time your middle school started, Johnny? Around 7:30, 7:45, right?
Yeah, and you get up around like 5. You go around 5 o'clock.
Exactly. Because you got to take 2 buses. Not one, you got to take 2. So you're talking about like a hour and a half bus ride, give or take. And let me not even say that. Was the buses ever empty?
No, since it's the morning, you're dealing with adults that all school to work. So just to add more context, you got a 11-year-old boy trying to hang on to like the railing, so he could not find a seat, and the bus in New York City, right? The bus in New York City, they go fast, and the bus driver does not care about slowing down for a turn. So, dude, let me tell you something. As a kid, I was just being tossed all around the bus every time the driver takes that left turn.
Let's not get too much into the traveling. That could be its whole podcast episode right there. Let's. I just wanted to give everyone a whole idea of what we have to just go through just to get to school.
And I kept yo. I'm gonna have one more thing. I kept stepping on this one guy's Jordans, man. I kept stepping on this one guy's Jordan, and he was getting pissed off. He was like, "Yo, kid, one more time." I'm not joking. He was saying that to me. He was a teenager looking at me and saying, "One more time, step on my Jordans. One more time."
You're only 11 years old. You can't even reach like the pole to hold on to the bus for properly, and somebody about to beat you up just because of
that is the experience of a young New Yorker getting his knowledge and how to travel in the city.
Yeah, but so I'll put it like this, right, Yanni? I lucked out in middle school, so for the first month, I went to the middle school that was 2 bus rides away from my house, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then, I actually asked my dad to go. There was a middle school in our neighborhood. They had a shortage of students, believe it or not, because the middle school was bad. Did I know what a bad middle school was like? No. So I asked my dad, hey, can you find out if they can transfer me? Because I had fairly decent grades in elementary school. So my dad went. They took me with open arms because they had what was called what was it called back then? It was pretty much an honors class where at the end of middle school, you're entitled to take 2 of the high school regions while in middle school. So they took me, no questions asked. So this was the middle school that was 8 blocks away from my house. So I left that. So I only had to take the 2 buses for 1 month, and then I ended up going to middle school nearby. But for everyone that's listening out there, 99.99% of middle school students in New York go through what my boy challenged me. They don't have my experience.
No, I didn't even know that there was a middle school offering regents before you start high school. I didn't even know about that.
And the middle school was not a good middle school. It had a bad reputation, but they were trying to bolster the program, so they took students whenever they wanted to come in, and they had the grades to back it up. So I lucked out in terms of distance, but I got myself into other problems, and that's where we'll start with the gang violence.
Free lunch.
So not everybody's listening. Just not too long ago, I talked about the NYPD coming to my elementary school saying, oh, you guys shouldn't be joining gangs, you know, this is why you shouldn't, it's so bad. So I'm like, alright, yeah, no, nobody's gonna do this. I go to middle school, I'm talking to this one kid, you know, trying to make a new friend, whatever it's going on here. And then the kid tells me, he's like, hey man, I'm about to join a gang. I'm like, what do you mean you're about to join a gang? He's like, I won't see you at lunch today. You're gonna beat me up.
Okay, I knew about that. I didn't have any gang members in there, but I had conversations with my friends just talking about if you join a gang, they're gonna jump you. What do you mean jump me? They're all gonna in a group going to beat you down, and you're supposed to stand your ground. Can I punch back? No, there's no punching back. They just beat you down because they want to know if you got heart. What? Heart? What do you mean heart? I got a heart. My heart beats right now. I'm alive. No, I'm talking about like you got the stones. We need stones.
Dude, like elementary school, I was so oblivious to these things because I literally lived right down the block from the school. So I knew everyone on my block. So everything's fine. I get out of school, I walk home, or walk to school, or walk home. Like, I was so oblivious to anything. I started middle school, literally the first week. So I'm trying to make friends. I'm talking to people I have class with. I'm like, oh, you know, me and this kid will be friends, whatever the case is. You know, finally, and then I find out he's about to join a gang, and I'm like, wait, what the, what is going on? And then I'm like, oh, are you the only one? He's like, no. And then, like, there's a couple of the other kids that we have class with, and then some of the eighth graders, they're going to do it. And then he's like, oh, these two other kids, though, from, so there's a high school a couple blocks over. He's like, these two kids from high school is also going to come and beat me up, too. I'm like, oh, okay, cool, cool, sounds cool. He's like, yeah, man, it's going to be a good time. It's
gonna
be a good time,
Johnny. I don't know, so, man. As a kid, I avoid just getting myself jumped. That don't sound pleasant. That don't sound pleasant, yeah. Man.
No. So he gets into the gang. We obviously that doesn't stop us from being friends. We all the kid was a cool friend, kid. So we remained friends. But one thing that did happen though, like. We would be hanging out in the morning because I'd get to school. I think school like started. I think it was 7:45 back then. So I would get in the lunchroom at around 7:10 in the morning. So he would be one of the other kids there that's early. So we'd be talking in the morning, and while we're talking in the morning, this one guy comes over. He looks older, and then I find out that he's one of the kids from the high school that's a couple blocks over. He sneaks in, and that's when I find out he's here to give my friend his how should I call it, his mission. So
his assignments, his morning assignments, his quota.
So what these assignments consisted of? So he'd be like, I want a DS and a PSP by Friday. Yeah, that's your mission. You gotta give me like $50. You gotta do this. You gotta do that. So like. Almost every other week, the kid would be there, assigned, giving out his missions, assigning his tasks, and I saw my friend move up the ranks. That was my middle school.
Wait. When you mean move up the ranks, was it just like, okay, kid, okay, young blood, you got me 5 PSPs, all right, now I need you to get me a 3D, a 10... 3DSs.
No, exactly. So if I remember correctly, so like he would have him do these things that was like, obviously it was because the first month I went to the other middle school. So like the first week that I got there, he ended up joining. So like I'd say like 3 or 4 months after that, he like gave him these tasks. And then after that, he stopped giving them the task. This one of my friends, he ended up being part of the whole recruiting process. So like, I guess he was doing good. Like, he would always get like whatever they told him to do. So now they weren't telling him to do these things anymore. I don't know what else. Obviously, they're probably like, you know, they gave him other things to do. But now he was recruiting other people to join and, you know, beating them up and all that type of stuff.
So wait. So he was the guy that's like, yo, what can your gang do for you?
Everybody gotta have a recruiting department, man. You gotta have a recruiting department. So there was always that. Then there was, you know, there would be like the gang fights that he would get. But, you know, my school, it did have a lot of gang members, Johnny. But I can safely say one thing that I noticed in my middle school. And that was no one ever was a bully. Was bullied, to be exact. No one. And to anyone that's listening out there, like, wait, what do you mean? The schools that have gang members, how come nobody's getting bullied? Can you say the same on your side before I even tell you guys why no one got bullied?
Yeah, so, like I said before, right, so my elementary school, right, later on, when I reached the fourth grade, it was announced that the school is going to become a middle school. So it's now a elementary / middle school. So everyone that was in everyone who was in that school during the elementary phase stayed for the middle school part. So we all knew each other. And yeah, we all knew each other. So it was, so I would say it was a weird experience to really see how, I say, ghetto people really was in middle school when they taught and they start doing jumpings, they start stealing, you know, because like before you was just playing ball with them, you know. But back to the bullying part, right? I won't say bully as in one person is dominating the other. It was just simply of one person starting trouble and the other person just replying back with fists. It was back
and forth. So like that's the one thing. There was never any kid saying, "Give me your lunch money." Actually, there was. People got robbed all the time. But at the end of the day, nobody was afraid of anybody. I was a little kid, and let me give you guys an example. Johnny, you ever heard the phrase "run your pockets"?
Yeah.
Let me explain it to everybody listening out there. So I discovered this phrase in middle school. I was sitting down one day. These two kids come up to me. One of them puts their hand around me. In the cafeteria, by the way. So they put their hand around me. You know, I run your pockets. And what they were trying to do is pretty much whatever I had in my pocket, they wanted me to take it out. If they see any money, if they see a cell phone, they go take it from me. So technically, that is the definition of bullying. But I didn't get bullied because I said, hell no. I'm a little kid, Johnny. Puberty didn't hit me till I graduated middle school. I was smaller than everybody. I was the shortest kid in my class. I was probably one of the shortest kids in the whole middle school. And that's what I mean. I think that's the one thing that New Yorkers will agree on. You don't take crap from nobody. So when they say run your pockets, you say hell no. And you push them back. You're either going to get beat up, or you're going to beat them up, but I was small, so it usually wasn't the greatest for me, because I was a pretty small kid. But at the end, when they were done, they never bothered you again, because they respected you, because you had to stand up for yourself.
Yeah, no, the thing about New York is, it's packed with so many people, and communication is not... it's not focused on, you know, like you trying to get to whatever you're trying to get to real quick, like very quickly. So you just reach that end result through fists, you know, through fists. Someone bump you the wrong way, they ain't say sorry, then they give you that look like, what you gonna do?
Yeah.
You gotta reply back.
And that was the thing. There was, at my middle school, there was fights every day, people getting robbed every day, but there was no dominant person. No one person was afraid of the other person. There was obviously certain like gang members or certain people that were very intimidating, and no one would go out of their way to mess with them. But even if they tried to mess with someone else, that person that they were going to mess with wouldn't back down. They would start a fight, and then they would like shake hands, whatever the case is, because at the end of the day,
wait, they shook hands?
Well, I wouldn't say shake hands, but let's just say one person in one gang got into a fight. Like, unless, you know, like, they have some vendetta against each other, they're not going to escalate it, because then their voice are going to come, and, the other one's voice is going to come, and it's just going to be a big problem for no reason. And I think, at least my logic, yes, you know, fights, there was robberies, but I felt like there was no bullying because no one was afraid of anyone. If that makes sense.
Yeah, I think just to clarify what you meant by bullying, what you're talking about is one person is dominant and the other person is the victim, right?
Yeah.
So so during our middle school years, we didn't have a victim and dominator relationship for conflict. We just had a back and forth, you know, fights would happen where someone's just talking that bullshit, and then the other person can't buy back the words, can't, you know, because, yo, remember back in the day, you was shooting dozens, which was cutting ass on each other, and if you could not find the right words to get back at somebody, it was through hands. It was through hands, dude. And you could not back out. You could not back out, because if you just walked away, you look like a punk.
And you see, all right, so let's go back to, so you're at that. So that would happen all the time, right? People would always start, like, just cutting ass at each other. And then it would always come to a point where one person is just like, you know, like, they just tear it into the other. And then that one is just getting teared up. They're like, nah, man, I'm done. He's going to push him. And then he's like, all right, y'all, fight now. Always, right? It always happened. And you never back down. And like, I want to put an example out there. Like, it wasn't even like, you know, anybody cutting ass. It was, so in like the schoolyard in middle school, we used to play handball. So it was me, a couple of my friends. He was outside playing handball, and one of the kids from the high school came over, and he comes straight up to me. He says, "Run your pockets, right?"
Mm-hmm.
Guess what I have in my pocket.
You had your phone, you had some little pocket money, right?
I had nothing. I had absolutely nothing. Not even the keys to my house. I used to ring the doorbell back then. I had absolutely nothing in my pockets.
So wait, if you had nothing in your pockets, then like, there should be no fight, because you're just like, I got nothing. No? Didn't go that way?
I had nothing in my pockets. But I had the pride in my heart, so I said no.
Okay, dude, you're different than me. You're different than me. Because if I don't have anything to defend, I just let that person know, like, yo, man.
Alright, so here's the thing, right? So I was playing here, well, I was surrounded by all my groups, right? That's one. I don't want them to think that I'm scared, right? That's one. Then there's people that I have class with that I don't want them to think that I'm a punk, that I'm scared. And then there's, like, you know, people I see in the hallway, like other gang members or whatever the kids do, their kids or whatever. I don't want them to think I'm scared. So I was like, no, I'm not gonna run it.
Dude.
This kid is like, I was just like a little over 5 feet. I don't even know if I was 5 feet back then. And I was like 95 pounds. You're talking about a kid in high school that's at least like 150, 160.
Dude, let me just tell you something.
Right next to where we were playing handball, there's this big, like, red garbage dumpster. The kid picks me up, puts me against the dumpster. So I said, run your pockets. So you know what I do?
You punched him, right? You punched him?
I wasn't trying to, like, get beat up or anything. I said, no, I can't. I said, no again. And then, My friend, the one that was in the game, he comes over to me, right? He's like, nah, man, because he's trying to tell the kid, he's like, nah, chill, he doesn't have anything. And I'm like, I'm not running my pockets. He's out of his mind. I'm like, you know, I'm trying to talk back, but at the same time, I don't want to provoke the kid. I'm not stupid. Right? So then my friend is like, look, he doesn't have anything. He puts his hand in my pocket, and he, like, you know, like the pocket sleeve or whatever, he pulls it out, and he doesn't have anything. And then the kid puts me down, he's like, all right, fine. And then he walks away.
Dude. To all the people listening, right? If after hearing that story, that sounds like prison, that sounds like you in jail, and you can't take no problems, no BS. Because if you let one BS, like, fly by, you look weak on the whole prison. Exactly. That's your schools right there. You cannot flake.
It wasn't just me. Like, it's not like I say, oh, I had all the balls in the world. Like, everyone was the same. Like, anyone in that school, if someone went up to them to try to rob them, whatever the case was, they would do the same thing that I did. And then, obviously, they were bigger than me. They would fight back. I was small. Like, I was very small. Like, I wasn't beating that kid up for nothing.
Dude, you ever slap box? Back in the day, slap box with your boys?
You know, it's a crazy part. I tried to stay away from it because every time people started slap boxing, it always turned into a real fight in my school.
Dude, always. My friends dragged me into playing slap boxing. I only stopped because of that. Because there was always a fight going on because of it. Like, literally, one person slapped way too hard and just wham on the face. That shit was crazy, man. Just slap boxing, cutting ass. You ever heard Fresh Cut?
Yeah.
Okay, to all the people that don't know Fresh Cut, when your mom takes you to the barbershop and she has control over your hairstyle, pray that she doesn't give you a low cut, okay?
Yeah.
Because if you come back with a low cut, first, if it's bad, they're going to cut your ass. They're going to talk mad BS to you. And then they're going to slap the back of your head because that's traditional. That is traditional in New York City. You got a low, fresh cut, slap in the back of the head. Which also prompts the fights because you cannot look weak out here.
No. How bad were the birthday punches with you growing up?
Oh, I just don't tell people my birthday. I just stopped telling people my birthday, man. But they found out. It was merciless.
Yeah.
It was merciless.
The thing about that is you have to take it like a rib.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9,
ten. I remember I went home one day and on my birthday and the whole right side of my body was black and blue. That was bad. You know why it was bad? This was more in high school. This wasn't in high school. I had geometry with the wrestling team and they found
I don't like that. Yeah. Mm-mm.
obviously, these guys are working out every single day. But, I'll get into that when we get into the high school story. So,
bench pressing, barbells.
Let me give you guys my last middle school story. So, Johnny had the whole traveling home with two buses. So, I had the whole walking home. Almost every week, at least once a week on the walking home, somebody would come up to you and be like, "Run your pocket." At least once a week. But there was this one moment that I will never forget. So I'm walking down the road, right, Johnny?
Mm-hmm.
And there's this Chinese food restaurant. So this dude comes out of the Chinese food restaurant. He doesn't even have a shipping t-shirt or anything. He's just like out there, like, all like just showing like his muscles, like arms and his abs and stuff. He comes up to me, he puts his arm around me. He's like, "Yo, dude, I just ordered some Chinese food, run your pocket." I'm like, "What? What do you mean order some Chinese
food?" Yo, that is the super randomest thing ever. So you're telling me he went to the Chinese restaurant and he said, "Let me get myself a chicken wing, green plantain." Okay, 30 minutes? Okay, I'll wait.
Let me go get the money and come back.
Hey, yo, kid. Yo, run your pockets. Run your pockets out here. I need to pay my food.
You say, I just ordered my Chinese food. Run your pockets. I can never forget this. And, like, middle school, run your pockets was so common. So I never walked with any money. And this guy didn't believe me. And once again, I'm walking home with two of my boys, so I'm not gonna run my pockets. It's not gonna happen. So, but this guy is like, he's like all jacked up. I swear, he goes in the corner of the block and he does like pull ups on the crosswalk sign or something. Like, he was super jacked. So I just let him run in my pockets on his own. He ends up robbing two of my friends. They both had, like, I think together, like, $8 or $9. And he's like, "Thanks, man. You guys just paid for my food."
So wait. While he was frisking you, he's like, "Come on, kid. Where your money at? Brokey. Yo, he's a brokey over here.
Mind you. This just look in front of the Chinese restaurant. The owner, the cooks or whatever is looking at us.
But that is typical New York, all right? Anyone who's visiting New York City, just know that if you ever get robbed in front of a store, no witnesses. No one's going to save you.
But anybody that's listening, this was not a non-busy road. This was one of the main roads of dozens of cars drove by as well. This was happening too. So there was a store, the Chinese store, the cars driving by. There was other businesses right next to the Chinese restaurant, by the way. Yeah, it was just, you know, people was going in and out, getting their stuff, just minding their own business. Because in New York, you mind your business.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how it works.
There's a reason why. There's a reason why in New York, the subway has this sign of, if you see something, say something. Because we mind our own business, alright?
Yeah.
So while...
And I'm sure you, like, whether, especially people out here, you've probably heard New York is, like, New York can't mind your business. Because, trust me, they're very good at that stuff down in New York. We're very good at it.
Mm-hmm. So while Axel was just getting frisked by a grown man for his money... Those grown adults watching it, and they was just, you know, he should have fight him.
Let me set this straight. This guy was not in middle school, not in high school. He was definitely in his 20s.
He was like, yo, run your pockets. Yo, you got no money? Oh, yo, you his friends? You his friends? Come right here. Come on.
No, you know what? I'll also say, So in middle school, I used to walk home with two of my friends, right? Before that, it used to be three, so it used to be pretty much four of us walking home.
Mm-hmm.
We had this one kid. Everyone knew he was super scared. Like, once someone told him to run his pockets, he would run his pockets. He was that one kid. So there, but the crazy part, he was that one kid, right? So what all of us avoided was walking home with him, because he knew he was the kid that would run his pockets.
Mm.
And then he would be the intimidation kid. But he was also very lucky, because, like, in school, he was very outgoing, so he was cool with everyone, so no one ever bullied him in school. But the walking home, it was always outsiders coming and telling, because, you know, like, the high school was down the block, or whatever the case was, so there's those people coming trying to rob the middle school.
Yeah, they just say, like, yo, okay, let me get a dollar.
School, in that middle school, nobody ever messed with the kids, and we were cool with him while in school. But I'll tell you now, man, we can't walk with you. You just don't gag yourself around, and then they go think that we scared of them, and then there's gonna be another story.
Yeah, they're just gonna say, yo, kid, let me get a dollar. Yo, let me get a dollar.
This kid actually had the one trick that he would literally keep a nickel in his pocket when he was walking home, and whenever someone came up and told him to run his pocket, he was like, this is all I have, man.
Yo. So he just shows that nickel.
They used to take it.
Oh, come on. That's messed up. That's messed up. You can't... If he only has just a nickel, you just like, alright, fine. Fine, you better have a quarter next time I see you, kid.
Bro, like, I swear, I remember, you know what? Let's... The middle school... I can have a whole podcast on middle school strength, but we'll come back to middle school one day. Let's go to high school. Let's get into the high school. So, you
want to
start off with your high school experience, Johnny?
All right, so let me tell you my first day in my high school. When I first entered the high school, everyone was called into the auditorium because the principal just wanted to tell everybody that the previous student they had, the previous senior they had, was a gangbanger that did not make it. Did not make it in life, as in he's no longer in this world, right? So we had that talk. After that, I started going to my class, and I'm on the first floor to the stairs to get to my class. I saw my first high school pregnant girl. So I knew things was very much different compared to middle school. So so I didn't have freshman Friday though. My school was actually like close to a police station, so we didn't have freshman Friday. But I had a couple kids in my class that was trying to prove their, you know, prove these stones, prove these tough. So there was this, it's like, well, so at the end of school, right, on that Friday, I'm just seeing like one of my classmates just stand out there saying, "Yo, dude, what you doing out here? Don't you want to go home?" I said, "Nah, I got to stand here for freshman Friday," which I think it's universal. Freshman Friday should be universal, is where all the seniors gather all the freshmen and start beating them up, you know, jumping them. Right? Did it happen for you, man? Did you get freshman Friday?
So I'll go back to the. No, actually, I didn't have freshman Friday. You know what's crazy? So, because I went to that first middle school, the one that was like two bus rides a week, right?
Mm-hmm.
There was no freshman Friday there. And then I already missed the first Friday of the other middle school, and then I went to LP grade. So, I don't know about that middle school. I didn't experience it. And then in high school, I ended up trying my best because I didn't want to go to the high school that was a couple blocks away from my middle school, but I was like, there's people in the school all over again.
Mm-hmm.
So I applied, this time I applied to a high school that was two bus rides away to try to get into a good high school, and it was a decent high school. There was no freshman Friday. There was no freshman Friday.
So wait, I got a question. This happened to my school actually. This happened my sophomore year. So have you ever had a situation where a kid actually called in a bomb threat and everyone had to get some evacuated out?
No, that would be bad. You know? So tell everybody about that. Like, what?
Alright, so I was in my fourth period English class. I'm hanging out with my boys. We just had a sub, so we were just relaxed. The sub wasn't doing anything, so we were just relaxing, talking, bullshit. And one of my friend's chair broke down on him, and he was a big dude. So we was just clowning him. We're like, "Yo, man, I told you to eat that salad, man. Come on, man, stop eating M&Ms, you know?" Then suddenly, we just get an announcement from the principal to evacuate, right? We just, like, all the teachers get us all in the line, and we just walk out. And it wasn't like a fire drill where, like, everyone is outside, but you still see the school. No. Once we got to school, they was extending the distance from the school. So we was deep into... And my school was in Manhattan, so we was actually deep in the city. Deep in the city, right? And it was, dude, it was the whole day where, like me and my friend was talking with the security guard, saying, like, "Yo, is the school going to be closed and everything?" He's like, "Just go home," which we did.
Yeah.
And... The next day we found out we skipped class actually because they resumed. It was just some kids called in for a prank. Just for a prank.
Interesting.
But, yeah, no,
that's terrible, man, because this is Manhattan we're talking about. Yeah, that's just like terrible on its own. For me, I'd say freshman year of high school, one of the pranks that I had.
Mm-hmm.
This kid took a shit in the middle of the locker room, the gym locker room.
Why?
So how our locker room was situated, right? It was a box, right? So all lockers were on each wall. So pretty much literally, it's like a square box. So everybody's playing in the gym. So one kid, we never figured out who the kid was. So one of the kids goes inside. He takes a shit in the middle of the locker room. We all walk back in there, and it smells like shit. And then you look in the middle of the locker room, you see a pile of shit. Like,
That, yo, he could not hold it. That's what happened. He could not hold it.
No. He could have pulled it because here's the thing, right? So there's a gym, and then there's a door for the locker room, right?
Uh-huh.
And then right next to that door was the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Where he took a shit was even further out because you have to go in the middle of the bathroom.
Yo. He didn't time it right. That's what happened. He did not time it right. So he was crowning, and he was like, "Oh, I can't make it. I am not shitting my pants. I am not being that guy that shit his pants as a freshman, and now I'm gonna be called shitty pants for all my years in high school. I ain't transferring to another school. No.
Yeah, no. So the high school itself was fairly okay. There wasn't too much. It wasn't as bad as my middle school. So I tried to avoid or beat up middle school, but there was actually two high schools on what you can consider. One was pretty much right across the street from my high school. That high school was pretty bad. It was pretty much a copy and paste of the middle school I went to, right?
Mm-hmm.
And my high school was on top of like a hill, so you'd have to walk down the hill. I would have to walk downtown for me to get the bus to go home. So what would happen, at the end of each day, the kids from that high school, they would be out, walking up to everybody from my high school, and be like, yo, run your pockets. But here's the thing, I no longer walk with nothing in my pockets.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had to take the bus, I want to listen to some music while I'm on the bus, so you know what I do? Well, I didn't do this intentionally, but it just so happened one of my best friends in high school was a very big dude. Like he was literally 6 feet, and he was about, I'd say, like 250 to 270 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a big dude. So, pretty much me, him, and my other best friend, the three of us, we would walk down the hill every single day. Guess who came up to us?
Run your pockets, man.
Guess how many people actually came up to us in that span of high school?
I'd say one.
Nobody. The only people that came up to us, I'll actually go back. No, I'm wrong. You know who came up to us?
Gang members?
No. I'll give you a wild guess here, Johnny.
So, it's you and your boys. I'm thinking girls, right? Girls just want to get your numbers, right? Right?
No, we wasn't that lucky.
One more guess. Oh, the
football team? Nah. The NYPD.
What? Dude, that was actually on my mind, but I'm like, I don't think that actually.
Yeah,
actually.
There used to be a lot of police claims that people were getting robbed. So, you know, the NYPD was trying to clean up the hill because the two high schools were actually in a affluent neighborhood in Queens. So the NYPD was trying their best to clean back up the neighborhood. They don't want the neighborhood to have a reputation of people getting robbed on a daily basis.
So they saw you and your boy, who's, like you said, was 6 feet tall, and they assumed y'all two was robbing people.
So because of his size, we probably like, well, yeah, you know, nobody's gonna rob him, but there's a chance that he's robbing them. So they came up to us, they took our, they looked at our IDs, they got our address, our phone number, our parents' number, and they literally took a description of us. They're like, we're sorry, but if someone makes a claim and this is a description that they give, you're gonna have to be called in front, you know. I guess like how you see on TV where they have like the person behind the glass and be like, is that the person or whatever?
Wow.
So they told us yes, that came after whatever the case is. But we never got called in, so thankfully nobody, that's what my job, my own physical description was dropping anybody.
Yo, that's messed up. That is messed up. While you trying to avoid getting robbed yourself, the police think you're robbing people.
I know.
It's like, hey, okay, come here for a second. All right, let me try ID.
Yeah,
All right, let me take a picture. All right, all right, all right. How tall you are? Mm-hmm. You 5'10"? All right, 5'10". All right, all right. Just let you know, kid. If any one of these citizens give us a description that matches yours, you're doing big time. You're doing big time.
All right, so here's the one weird part about the area that I went to high school, right? The high school itself was in a fairly good neighborhood, right? But literally, as soon as you got to the bottom of the hill, it was the ghetto. And when I talk about ghetto, I remember I'm walking down, like, there one day. I see this car driving. He hits this dude. He hits the dude. Dude, like, flies up in the air, lands down. Guess what the dude does? He gets back up, he starts walking, he tries to pull the guy out of the car and fight him.
Because you can't be looking weak in the streets.
I'm like, bro, you just got hit by a car. How?
You can't be looking weak in the streets, you know what I'm saying? Can't be caught lacking. Can't.
No, and not to make fun of my my friend, the bigger one, right? But, so every day we would walk past this hot dog stand, right? Mm-hmm. Right, Johnny? Every day. And guess what he would ask me every day, Johnny?
Yo, let me get a dollar.
Can you buy me a hot dog? And I'm like, all right, man, like, I got you. And he's like, oh, I'll pay you back. It's been like, what, 10 years now. I'm still waiting for that money.
Look, he did pay you back by...
He kept me safe, man.
By keeping you safe. So, dude, come on, it's not a hard trade, you know? You pay him in hot dogs, and he gives you protection.
Nah, man, I'm telling you, bro. Like, nobody messed with us because of this guy. Like, there was one time, yes, this one person tried to mess with this guy, right, Johnny?
Mm-hmm.
One time. So this kid was in, because our school was a vocational high school where, like, they taught trades at the same time. So he was in the automotive, like, trade where, like, you had to fix cars and stuff. So this one kid was, like, you know, like, making fun of him or whatever, and then, like, trying to, like, provoke him. My boy gets so mad. He literally, with his two hands, he picks up a car engine. That kid stopped talking. Kid stopped talking. I'm sorry. Don't beat me up. Like, that was it. I don't know if you know how heavy a car engine is, Johnny. That's a couple hundred pounds.
Dude, I would have shut up. I see that, man. I was like part of the group that was fucking mad because I would have shut up immediately.
Let me put it like this, right? When you had to use the bathroom in high school, did you ask your teacher for permission to go use the bathroom?
Yes.
Okay, so my boy, when he had to use the bathroom, you know what he did?
He just walks by and the teacher didn't say nothing.
Yeah, so teacher just let him walk by. Then when he got out the classroom, he said, that's a big boy. I ain't telling him nothing.
Because you don't want no problems, man. Yo, dude, let me tell you something. My school, right? The principal announced a lockdown, so no one could use the bathroom. So no one in my school liked that decision that principal made. Yeah. So everyone got out the classroom.
And took shits in the locker room?
No. They just came up and start trashing all the open classrooms. And then when the principal showed up, someone threw a banana at the principal's face. I actually know the person that did that. Didn't get caught. But that, yo, the next year, we got a new principal. We had a new principal, man, and that was during high school. That was during my sophomore year. Someone threw a banana at the principal's eye, like, on the face, dude. This shit was no joke.
For me, my principal quit. See, well, transferred, I think, senior year or my junior year. But so the senior prank of that year was someone or a group of people graffitied the school. And literally 2 days later, the principal transferred to another school.
What did they tag? His name?
I can't remember now. But they graffitied a large part of the school, and till this day, no one's ever caught the people that graffitied them.
Okay, because that sounds like the principal left because he read that tag, and it was a threat. He was like, Friday. Oh, I got to get here. These kids, I can't save these kids. I cannot save these kids.
But I'll also say that while my high school was a good school, it was a decent school, there still was gang activity. It wasn't as predominant as my middle school, but there was, I believe, one or two kids that did end up getting killed, the same as your high school. They ended up getting shot, you know, by other gang members.
Damn, that's out of here.
Nah, and I think that's like the one thing I want to get across to like these viewers, you know, like, you know, bullying wasn't the thing, but like, you know, there's like the gang violence, the, you know, that other stuff that you experience in high school.
And that was the early to mid 2000s. That was the experience. I don't know what's going on currently now. Things could be different, much different now, but back then, it was a different story, because my high school was a professional high school. Like, it was a high school where you learned a specific field, right? Like, my high school was a business school high school, but it still had these random moments of just craziness from the bomb threat through having a mini riot with someone threw a banana at the principal's face. So one time, me and my friends was hanging out after school, and we just walk around the school just talking, and then suddenly a kid gets kicked out the snow. A kid gets arrested in front of us because he had pills in his hoodie. Mm-hmm. We didn't know what pills it was because we was minding our own business like a true New Yorker. Yeah. If you don't mind your business, you're not a true New Yorker, all right?
Bro, speaking of minding your own business, right? I'm in high school. I'm taking the bus home one day. These two grown men, like, they're in, like, I said mid-30s. Like, gang members, the fuck they have on, like, their gang fights and stuff. I'm on the bus. I'm standing up. The bus is super crowded, dude. These guys are going across, robbing everybody on the bus. Like, literally, they're going up. He's like, hurry your pockets. What you got in that bag? What you got in there? And they, like, say they're standing at the front of the bus, whoever they're robbing there, they're not, the people around them isn't saying anything. And they're like, they're just going across to everybody robbing each other. And nobody's saying anything to, like, get them off the bus. And then they end up coming up to me. And I'm so used to this from middle school, right? But like I said, now I actually have stuff in my pockets. They're like, run your pockets. You know what comes out of my pocket?
God, I ain't running my pockets, boy. Do something.
See, no, they was gonna do something. The same words that came out my mouth in middle school. No. Well, the funny part, right? So I said no. Everyone that was on the bus before me that ended up getting robbed, they turned and looked at me like I just said wrong. Mm-hmm. Like I was the wrong one.
It's like
I robbed them.
No, because you are delaying them leaving. That's what happened. These adults that got robbed are looking at you like, this dumb kid is going to get beat down in front of us, and I'm gonna be late coming home. This kid should have just gave him the $5 he has in his pocket. I'm trying to go home to eat my dinner.
The iPod Touch just came out, right? The iPod Touch came out since I was in middle school, but I had an iPod Touch. So to me, it was new. I ended up getting it, when I started high school.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up getting the iPod Touch. So I had the iPod Touch, and I had the headphones coming out of my pocket in my ears. So they tell me again. So I'm like, no. He's like, what you got in there? I was like, oh, I got nothing in me. So the guy was like, but I see headphones. I was like, yeah, but it's not connected to anything. I'm trying to look cool. So then the guy came in my pocket. He's like, yeah, I feel something in there. I was like, no, I got like some weird thing on my leg. It's like a like weird thing I'm growing.
Dude, I can tell this dude was getting pissed off. Like, so what's with headphones? You know, I'm just a show, man. I'm trying to fake it to make it, bro. I'm trying to fake it to make it.
He puts his hand in my pocket, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he pulls out the iPod Touch. So then I pull it back from him. And I put it back. I was like, you didn't see anything, bro.
Yo, how old was you, man? How old was you?
This was sophomore year of high school, so...
He was 15.
Yeah.
You was 15.
Yeah, 15, because you're junior, 16 when you're a junior, technically. So I was 15. These two guys, so, like, nah, they're pissed, bro. So, like, you know, I thought you was two of them. So one goes on the left side of me, the other one goes on the right side. I'm like, oh, God, you're about to beat the shit out of me.
Well, dude, what'd you thought? The dude took your iPod Nano out, an iPod Touch out of your pocket, and you put it right back, and you told him, you saw nothing, man.
So then, the other one goes on the left side. So until this day, I do the same thing. My wallet's in my left pocket, my phone's in my right pocket, so back then it's my iPod. So the guy goes on the left side of me. He's like, you got any money? I was like, nah, man, I don't got no money. He's like, but you just said you got nothing. You got an iPod in your other pocket. I was like, what are you talking about, bro? I never said
that. Yo, please tell me this story. Just how you have the story saying, yo, you playing with me?
So that's pretty much how it ended up. And then they get tired of my shit, so then they move on to the next person, and they just continue robbing everybody else on that road.
Dude, oh my God. Dude. I bet you the next person who's getting robbed is looking at you, just mean mugging you, like, yo, so you special, right? So you don't get robbed. But I'm getting robbed from my iPod Touch. You special. Okay. Okay.
Bro, like, no, man. Dude, tell me not, though. As a high schooler, you can't afford a second iPod Touch.
Oh, no. No. Like when teachers are confiscating phones, every student is fighting for his or her phone. Like, they saying, like, yo, you can't take my phone? I'm going to call my mom right now. I'm going to call my dad right now. You can't do that.
My dad going to beat your ass if you take my phone.
Mm-hmm. So you can't afford you cannot afford a new phone. Nah.
Yeah, I mean, besides that, like, there's that scenario. I don't think my high school was too crazy besides that. I used to take two buses to school and back home, but other than that, middle school was where everything was at. Well, middle school, and I think the people I went to high school with, they would have better stories of them walking down the hill and getting robbed, because they didn't have my best friend walking with them.
That's wild, man. My high school days, yeah, it wasn't that crazy. There was a couple fights here and there. It's a couple fights where someone is taking off his shirt during the fight. And, yeah, but, nah, nothing too crazy. Nothing too crazy. Like, a person lost their life or someone was caught dealing or something like that. It was not. Well, a little bit of that. But it wasn't huge, but, yeah, nah. The only thing was very, like, occasional was the school had metal detectors, like, randomly. Randomly once a month. So, which you knew exactly when they had metal detectors. When you leave out the train station, you see a huge number of students near the train station and shit. Mm-hmm. So at that point, you hide your phone. Because if you get caught with your phone through the metal detector, they hold it for the whole day.
My school is a little different. So we have metal detectors pretty much every day, because like I said, the bad high school was like right across the street.
Mm-hmm.
And it was still also, like, you know, the ghetto was pretty much a couple blocks down. So, like, they tried to keep the school as clean as they could, so scanning was every single day. But if you had your phone, if you put it in your book bag, you wouldn't take it from you.
My school was the other way, was over around. So they had it just like once a month randomly, and if you caught with your phone, they take it and hold it for a whole day, and you have to collect it at the end of the day. So what happened was the students would go to a bodega store, right? And they would pay the person that runs the bodega to hold a phone like $2 every time. So the bodega guy was just raking in money because all the students was giving that guy their phones to hold for $2.
Like, you know, it's crazy. Like, I mean, obviously we didn't go to school in the suburbs, so we don't know what it's like. But what we see on TV, like all these TV shows, you see these kids in high school, like, putting up like Twitter pictures or like Instagram pictures and like all these things that they're doing in high school, while you guys are like leaving your cell phones in the bodega so you can't take nothing.
Yeah, no, we didn't have the football team, the popular kids table, the nerd table, the goth table. We didn't have that. We didn't have none of that. We just had a basketball team, a wrestling team, and we had a workout gym on like the fifth floor.
Yeah, and you know it's crazy. So like my school was the same thing. There was a basketball team, a wrestling team.
But oh, we also had a baseball team too. We also had a baseball team too. We shared field with another high school.
We had a baseball team too, but it wasn't like how you see, like, you know, at least how they portray high school on TV with, like, you know, certain tables. Like, everybody sat everywhere. Once again, like, no bullying, no none of that. Because, like, if anybody tried to bully each other, nobody took that nonsense. So I think high school and this high was very standard in that aspect.
And the thing, too, about New York City schools, right? So my elementary through middle school was mostly black and and kids of Latin descent. My high school was black, kids of Latin descent, Asian, and I say, and you sprinkle in a little bit of Middle Eastern, just a little bit. Like, it's not a lot, but you can tell. Mm-hmm. How about your school? Was it just...
Yeah, I would say it was pretty similar to that. I guess that's the one thing. There's a lot of different demographics in when you go to school in New York. So I guess that's also one thing that happened. New York in general is a very diverse place. But let's touch college. For everybody that went to college in another state, you're familiar with dorming. In New York, your dorm is your house, where you live at home.
Yeah, New York City doesn't have a lot of schools that do dorming because New York doesn't have the space for it. I'm not saying like there's New York City doesn't have no school that does dorming. That's not correct. It just doesn't have a lot of schools that is dorming because there's not enough room.
It would primarily be the private colleges at that point, but most New Yorkers end up going to the CUNYs unless they either have a scholarship or they're willing to take the student loan, so it's one out of the two. But if you're going to SUNY or CUNY, chances are you're just commuting, especially CUNY, you're commuting.
Yeah.
At least for Johnny and I, we ended up commuting because I had two bus rides as well to college. What about you, Johnny?
I had one. I was moving all over the place, but it's typically one train ride.
Yeah, so that was a thing. So we never had the dorming aspect. No dorms, man. No.
No, our roommates is just, hey, honey, you clean your room? He said, well, you know, I'm 19. Why are you worried about my room? He said, you clean your room? I made you breakfast. Unless you don't want that, right? You don't want that since you've grown? I'm like, all right. You win. I gotta clean my room. There you go.
So this is where we're going to put it on you guys that's listening out there. For everyone that went to college that is in another state, leave your college, your craziest college stories you have, DM that to us. We will leave it completely anonymous. We want to have a college stories episode one day, because Johnny and I got them because we took the bus to school and we went right back home.
Yeah, we didn't have the college dorm parties. We didn't have one of those crazy. So let us live through your experience. Tell us the crazy.
Tell us your stories, and we will tell the audience, because we got nothing but college. We sure as hell had for the middle school and the high school for you guys. So share the stories through our DMs. Don't leave it on Twitter for this one. This one, go straight to the DMs and send it to us.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's all Johnny and I have for you guys for today.
Yeah. I hope you guys enjoy hearing our stories. I hope you guys leave a lot in the comic sections. You know, this here is Johnny Facts.
And this is your boy, Axel Flex.
And see you next time.